I haven't talked to the skipper, so I don't know exactly the sequence of events, but I understand that the net had been closed and the whale surfaced and then swam into the backside of the net and then got itself wrapped up in the net. And at that point, Fish and Game was notified on the Fish and Game vessel, Kestrel.
Fish and Game retrieved disentanglement equipment and prepared to take Straley and others with special training to the scene.
But as it turned out, the fishermen were able to roll the whale out of the net. Then plan two was to launch an assessment team, and we went and looked at all the whales that we could find in the area where the whale had been entangled. And I think we found the whale, and there was no trailing gear, and it seemed fine. It seemed a little bit agitated. The people in the fishing game vessel with me had witnessed it and had gotten a good look at the flukes, and they think it was the same whale.
Straley says she doesn't know of any past entanglements between herring seiners and humpback whales, and she's relieved that this episode had a happy ending and is all over except for the paperwork.
We need to file what's called a Level A stranding report. Although the whale wasn't stranded, it was entangled in fishing gear, and I'll probably fill that out. Just says when it happened and what happened and if it was released alive and the condition of the whale. So that was why it was important to go out and do an assessment.